Hey, Tim.
Here we are.
Let's talk about, outside of the foo, the five steps of the Shin Foo process. There's also other things that happen within there, like the granular stuff, the little details that we do to make sure that we actually get on the phone with the client so that we can actually Shin Foo them, actually so we can get into the motive, so we can start that, and we can talk about the money, we can talk about the influencers, we can talk about the BS meter, we can talk about the truth. We can go through all of those steps, but in order to do that, we have to have something in place so that we actually get on the phone with them. So we've mentioned before, Calendly is one method. Your web form is a method. And then also your phone, just a general voicemail that you receive, a text. So until I kind of put a process together within that, it was a little bit convoluted, a little bit messy, now when I just did my web form and they filled out my web form. Now, okay, not just when a client finds me somehow and they go and find my web form and they fill it out with their contact information and photos. And then when they click and send those photos, another page pops up and it's my calendar, my Calendly. And they can schedule a call with me. That's beautiful because we've talked about in another podcast about time blocking. It lands in my calendar. It's beautiful. I'm scheduled. I'm ready. Now, sometimes some people are not tech savvy. And sometimes the web form just doesn't work because it's one of those things. There'll be a little glitch. There'll be a little gremlin. So we have to circumvent. And I have a few things that I do, but I would like to hear from you because I know you and I have a very similar approach on how we get on the phone with a customer. So outside of the web form, is there anything that you could share with these guys and gals listening on what your process is to get on the phone with a client so that you can go through the five steps of the foo?
That's the basics. So guys, I know it may sound like it's like left field when I talk about this, but it's kind of crazy. People who reach out to me through my website, right? Because that's mostly how people find me other than having referrals or whatever. But I funnel everybody through my website. They go through my contact form. The beauty of going to the contact form is a myriad of things. First of all, they're going to enter their information and it's going to ask them for a couple photos of their space. So I can kind of see things when I'm talking to them, right? But as soon as they send me their information and say they don't send me pictures and they say, no, I can't send you pictures, then they get an email right away. Hey, we noticed you reached out. Can you send me a few pictures? Place them right in here and we'll be on our way. I get the pictures. Immediately when that drops in my email, the pictures come in, they get an email link sent to them to book a time on my calendar. That's good for them.
That's beautiful. I don't do that.
I hear ding, 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 ding. Look at my phone. It's like, what the frick? I'm on a Sunday afternoon on a boat and my calendar's filling up for the week. And I never even met these people. I don't know who these people are. I mean, everybody's saying, oh, there's no freaking way that works. Yahweh. No. And it wasn't like that. And, you know, I can tell you that a lot of people don't want that and it doesn't work for everybody.
No.
Because the tech savvy people you mentioned, the people who aren't tech savvy, people who are, I hate to say it, older folks, this doesn't work for them. And sometimes when people get to the website and they look at it, they screw this. I'm not doing this shit. I'm not putting my pictures in there. I just want to talk to somebody. And if you don't, if they don't talk to somebody, they're gone.
Well, you got to take them off the street. And this is what I've heard as well, is if I don't get to that customer immediately, I've lost them. And if I don't get on the phone with them immediately, and a lot of companies actually have a gatekeeper that can handle that and can get to them immediately, some bigger companies or just someone that has a significant other that works in their company, they have someone in place that can happen. But that's not for everybody. I like to think of where you and I were years and years and years ago that we didn't really have, but we're in the field. So it was a little bit of a mess on how we would communicate with customers. So what I found that if you just get them on your calendar, even if it's a week away, they typically don't look for anyone else because now in their mind, they don't have to worry about it anymore because now they have a conversation that's going to happen. So it doesn't always have to happen immediately. They just feel better that it's off the checklist.
Hey, yeah, I agree. I agree with that exactly because I want to take something off my plate, give it to somebody to make my problems go away and to go back to that and not to justify, but just to make sure people who are listening understand there's always a way out of this. It doesn't mean, hey, submit your information or you're dead to me. There's a phone number there. There's a phone number. Pick up the phone and call me. If you call me, I'll talk to you. We can walk through this on the phone and follow the process. Hey, let me send you. Can you send me some pictures? Text them over. I don't care, but I'm going to talk to them. Whether they send, and some people don't want to talk to somebody. They want to send pictures. It's because they're busy and they're not home.
So the text part. So what I have to do, and it took me a minute to figure this out. I always say, if you're going to text them to me, and I'm totally, totally fine with that, please put your full name, email address, your street address. And I've got your phone number here, so don't worry about that. But please, I want to stay organized. And randomly, sometimes I will just receive a picture, but I have the phone number and I can follow up with that. But I like it better when it's organized. So what I do is I actually text that to myself. So now it's unread, so I make sure if they send it that way, so that it doesn't get missed. Because you know how it is with your phones, you get plenty of text and it gets pushed down, you can miss it. I try to pin those things to the top. But what I'm going to do, Tim, is I'm actually going to start emailing those to myself, kind of take a little tweak with what you're doing, because now I've got all their information and I can reach out to them via email as well. But the other thing that I do that I like, so that's my little trick to make sure that I stay organized. Mm-hmm. If they text them to me, if they get out of my normal protocol of the web form, I just have to stay organized with that. Now, the other thing that I do when people say, you know, it's 10 days, you're not going to get to them soon enough and it's a problem, you got to talk to them immediately. It's just, they don't want to do that. What I do is when I look at my calendar and I see they're on there and they got their phone number in there, I'll click on their phone number. And if I know what the project's about, I start sending them images. It's beautiful. So now, let's say they wanted a water feature and or a landscape, and they give me the description of what it is, so I'll get close. And what I do, and I learned this from Micah Miller, is send them a few pictures and go, hey, put a thumbs up on the ones that you like, and we can talk about that on the phone call in a few days. Now, could I get on the phone with them? Sometimes, yes, at that moment. But now they've scheduled, so maybe they're not available, and or they are available. The problem, the discipline for me is to not get out of my normal process and all of a sudden start picking up the phone and changing things because I might be scheduled for another phone call. So maybe I'm waiting. I got 15 minutes. I know I got a phone call that's going to happen. I'm going through. I'm just trying to take advantage of the time and reach out and just touch them. Just send them some stuff. And I am shocked at how many deals I close, because the goal is not to close the deal on the phone. That is not the goal. It's just to start the process. If you can close it over the phone, hell yeah. And Tim, you and I have done a bunch of it. What I found is if I start sending them information, this is where we're getting into assignment selling. And I can send that over. I can send them a YouTube link. Those are killer when I start sending that stuff. Or I can send them something for our Instagram or our Facebook. I can take those things. Now they're dreaming. Now they're thinking. And by the time we get on the phone, 3-4 days later, maybe a week later, maybe 10 days later, because here's the other thing. Sometimes they're not ready either. And they need, based on their schedule, they're just looking for some information. So it just started the process. So sometimes it could be 10 days, 2 weeks before they even get on the schedule. And it's on them, not on me.
Fighters Mile High Profit Summit 2023 is fast approaching. In addition to that whole kick-ass event, I want to make sure that you know about our elite package. That is a full workshop day with myself, Rene Rodriguez, and Ben Newman for a whole intimate, small workshop with a few contractors to work on you and your business. I'm going to tell you what you're going to walk away with here in a minute. But guys, part of the elite package is you get the whole Mile High Profit Summit VIP experience after that workshop day. It's a kick-ass package, you guys. Super excited about it. Guys, you're going to learn, spending the day with us, you are going to learn how to sell at least one more high profit job per month. What would that do to your bank account? How happy would Mama Bear be at home when you walked in the door having one more nice high profit job under your belt each month? She'd be like, get over here. You're going to walk away knowing how to read people like a pro and always knowing what to say next. Imagine that superpower in your sales process. Next thing you're going to walk away with is you're going to walk away being able to increase your net profit by 50% in the next 90 days after the workshop. And finally, you're going to walk away with the ability. You're going to get coached up in a huge way of how to command the room with confidence and get people dying to follow you and be on your team. And I don't mean on the room like you're on the stage or whatever. I mean, when you're talking to prospects and they, man, I want to work with this guy. When you're talking to potential employees, the way you post on social media, the videos you do, the copy that you use, all these different things to attract winners into your world wanting to be on your team. Head to MileHighProfitSummit.com. Join us for the elite package and the full VIP experience at Mile High Profit Summit. I'm out.
you know, Derek, I'm thinking about what you're saying, and there's people who are ready to buy. There's people that need to be nurtured. They're going to get information. And I want to talk, mm-hmm. I want to talk about, we don't have time today, but talk about nurturing versus hunting, information yeah. gathering, and actually asking for the sale.
Yeah. Funny you say that, the hunting. There's a funeral home down the road. I pass it. I pass it twice, three times, sometimes four times a day because it's on the way to my house. So if I have to go home, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's a call or let my dog out, whatever. So I go past. And so finally, I've got my Hands of the Artist book. I've got my Aquascape brochure and I have all my information. And I just stopped in, total cold call. And it was the nicest receptionist there. She's 84 years old. She's married. And she's like, I just introduced myself and I said, hey, I'm just coming in. You know, I do not have a meeting. If you want to kick me out, you look pretty tough, you know, having fun with her. You can kick me out. And she's like, no, she's like, how can I help you? And I explained what it was. And they have a fountain out by the road and it's bad. It's bad. It's not good at all. And sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off. So I said, I would like to speak with someone and just, you know, if I had 5 minutes. And she said, that'll be David. Let me get David. And it's like, cool. And she's so sweet. She's watching this really high tech phone system that she has. And she's like, honey, it's like, we just started this week, but I can see he's still on the phone. So as soon as he gets off the phone, and then 2 or 3 minutes later go by, she goes, as soon as he gets off the phone, she's being very cordial. And finally, David comes up, had great conversation with us. Beautiful. Probably 15 minutes of me sitting there. You sure you want to wait? You sure you want to wait? It's like, yeah, absolutely. I'll wait. He comes up, I introduce myself and I give him the information. And I fall flat on my face. Like because I don't hunt. Like I haven't done that. Like I was, it just, I didn't even, it just, I was able to get it back around, but I shifted to, I'm not selling this guy right now. I'm just giving him information. This is just a touch point. I'm just dropping off this information. And he said, yes, we've had some trouble with the fountain. And he said, we basically froze all spending. We're not spending any money. So he shut me down immediately. Mm-hmm. Foo, I'm not trying to hard sell the guy. And I said, I completely understand. I just saw the fountain and I've earmarked a few pages of things that I think would look good. I said, can I show you one? He's like, sure. So I showed him three of the stacked slate urns and the multiple sizes. And they basically have a concrete vessel, would be perfect. Put three of those in there, put some lights on them. Now it looks like somebody just dropped off a truckload of rocks in the middle of this thing. It's awful. The spray comes out like this weird, flat, weird fan and it's just shooting out of a hose. It's awful. Yeah. Like it's totally awful. And he said, how much would one of those cost? And I was like, that one's 16 grand. So I just, because like, you can give me a proposal. And I was like, that one right there is 16 grand. I said, here, I'm taking up your time. I want to give these to you. This is a gift for you. You can look through this. Here's my information. And he said, well, you got a card? I said, actually, sir, you don't want that old sweaty, nasty card I got in my pocket. What I do is my QR code that I have on my watch. So it's actually this one. I use Hi Hello. So anytime anybody sees me, I can just click on that. They scan it. It's my card. And he was like, wow, that's really cool. I was like, it'll be in your contacts. My picture's right there. So you'll remember what I look like. When spending is unfrozen, just let me know. And I shook his hand, said, thank you, sir. And was walking out. He said, hey, real quick. And I'm going, oh, what is this? He said, actually, we are going to be putting a fountain in the back during the expansion. So I would like to be able to reach back out to you when we get to that. I said, David, I drive by this multiple times a day. Would it be okay if every now and again, I just stop in because Mary's super. She's fantastic. I'd like to sit down and chat with Mary. And she's worked for the company for 40 years, Tim. 40 years.
It's a long time.
And I was like, can I just stop back in? Is that okay? Because I know I'm soliciting. He said, no, man, totally fine. You just check with me every now and then. So now what am I going to do? I'm going to go see Mary. I'm going to bring Mary some donuts. I'm going to bring Mary some lunch. Me and Mary are going to become friends because I love that generation because where they came from, and the conversations that we have. So I'm going to have a friend with Mary, and not just because I want the job, but because now I have a nice little connection with Mary. And that's another way to hunt that I'm very unfamiliar with. I hadn't done that in like 20 years, man. And now I'm more organized and I just realized I am not pushing this. I'm just giving them some information. And now they know who JVI Secret Gardens are.
Hey, look at Derek, we got to shut this down, but what I want to do, if it's okay, I'd like to make a challenge to the people who are listening.
Go for it.
Cool. What Derek just did there is like gold. And people pay to have what he just said into their ears. And you just got it for free. My challenge is for all of you this week you're listening to this thing. It's coming out on a Saturday. Find time to stop in another business. Introduce yourself. Say, hey, my name's Tim. I build ponds and water features. Does it make sense that you and I know each other? Simple as that. Start the conversation. You don't know where it's going to end up. You're stopping at a place where they have dead bodies, Derek, and you're putting a water feature in. It's like two different industries.
Yeah.
Are they really? We're still in business. We still have to do things. Start a relationship with somebody. Maybe they don't know. They may not need you, but they probably know somebody who does.
That's it. Awesome.